Fine Dining, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America, is a podcast where comedian Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5.0 out of 10 dining experience, the objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. Friend of the Doughboys, Marissa Pinson and John Glover were the most recent guests as they reviewed Costco's Food Court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many Costco hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Damn, I wish I was on that episode. I'd crush that. Head over to linktree.com/finediningpodcast, FINEDININGPODCAST, and click B's giveaway to enter a giveaway for an all expenses paid trip to your local Applebee's, the current front runner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at 5.02 out of 10 for you and up to three of your friends. And you could watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st, and the winner will be announced on the May 8th episode. Disclaimer, $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee gift card. I love doing those fast read disclaimer things. Go give Fine Dining a listen, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
If you're a listener of this podcast, you know I love cereal. And if you're also a listener of this podcast, you know I am constantly trying to get my nutrition and my health in order. And finally, Magic Spoon comes together and allows me to do both. Not only enjoy delicious cereal, I almost said beautiful. It is beautiful. They're little O's and their colors are cute, but they really are delicious. Forget tasting good. I mean, that's cool, but 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. 140 calories a serving. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. And you can build your own box with available flavors to build your very own custom bundle. Cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and cream, and my personal favorite, maple waffle. If I can have a maple waffle after dinner as like a dessert before bed, where it's like zero sugar and a lot of protein and, you know, net only 4 grams of net carbs, I'm not going to hate myself for having that little dessert before bed. So treat yourself to a little bowl of maple waffle before bed. My favorite. Or mix and match. Try throwing peanut butter and blueberry in one bowl. That's a good combo too. Go to magicspoon.com/ham to grab a custom bundle of cereal. Be sure to use our promo code HAM, H-A-M, at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/ham and use the code HAM to save $5. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your boy, the number one fuckboy, standing 6'2", 299 pounds, from the south shore of Nassau County, Long Island. It's Johnny G. All you gotta do is trust me. John Gabrus, everybody. Also joining me in High Mighty Studios, my nearly South Coast, Arthur Gabrus. Arthur, give him a shout out. All right, Arthur is a Boston Terrier, but I did want to also have on a Boston Mastiff. So I got the old Boston Panda, baby. It's probably the most frequent guest of my podcast of all time, Mike Mitchell.
It's because we haven't solved the problem that from the original episode is the issue.
Yeah. I'm dying to do an episode about I used to be fat, maybe in like 10 years.
Corpse, us in our coffins.
When we're finally bones is like, I am under 300 now.
Mitch is way 300.
Yeah, he's Mitch is actually big boned medically. Like that's he wasn't lying.
I honestly think this might be the last one because you also have been making good progress, and I have had like a little bit of a I've gotten myself, I've kind of righted the ship a little bit. I moved, which was hard for me, but also I'm doing what you did this last year, where I'm like, I'm 40 this year.
Right. Yeah.
Which is a big, but maybe
when's
I'm jumping
your birthday
too far
again? May?
October.
Okay, good. You have time.
Next month.
Get under 300 before 40.
No, I'd be fucked. I'm
40. I'm fucked. I'm back over 300 pounds due to recent work and travel. But I'm hoping when this all wraps, I'm back to fucking making it happen.
I remember when the Birthday Boys show was coming out. We went on tour with Comedy Bang Bang. Scott brought us along as like an opener. And Horatio was one of the guests. And I remember Horatio being like, was like kind of like he had, I remember it was like when Horatio had just like lost the, like a ton, like a bunch of weight and was in like pretty good shape. And he was kind of getting on me. He was like, you don't see a lot of fat guys at like, you know, you don't see a lot of guys like us at like in their 40s and 50s. And I was like, yeah. You are right. Like it was a kind of thing that stuck with me. I remember because he was kind of being like, "How much you weigh?" like asking me like how I was doing, and it would like, you know, then compared to now, probably was like 50 pounds lighter, I'm sure. But
I know that's the most upsetting thing. It's like when I thought I was at my fattest, I've now gained 45 pounds since then.
Yep. That's been I found a crew picture the other day. And like, I'm like 20 or 21 and I have my shirt off. I'll show you it, Gabrus. But I was like, fuck, like I was like, I had like pecs, I was shocked when I saw it because in my mind I was like a fat virgin, which I was, but I still have like a goofy grin on, but I also still thought of myself as kind of like a fat guy. But here's the picture. I'm going to hold it up to you right here.
Oh yeah. You're not a fat guy at all, but you did think you were fat back then.
I thought it back then, but I see
that
now.
And that's what's upsetting. That's what's upsetting because my childhood best friend sent a picture of all of us hanging out at the beach and went, and we called you fat back then. And I look amazing. Insane. Like I have like a visible tricep and I'm like, fuck, man. I didn't even, at the time, I should have been like, it's actually going to get way worse. You better dig in and enjoy this shit.
The issue is that other people were too small. like I look at that picture, I'm like, I can't believe I was like a big guy. And I was in shape and I did like consider myself in shape, but I still like felt gross, which, you know, part of the mental process, which is like that. So that for me, that's a lot of this year where I'm like, I'm turning 40 and I want to be like mentally in a good spot and physically in a good spot. And yesterday, I'll tell you the other thing that kind of
And they're tied together in a chicken and egg way. Yeah. Because you're
saying a chicken wing way?
Oh, fuck, dude. Chicken wing and eggs, please. We immediately devolved to talking about how much we love wings for an hour. It's like, we're unfixable. But I know, I mean, like chicken.
The rest of the podcast recorded at E-Rustic.
Yeah, we're just loud eating you. Into the fucking mic.
Dana Harmon's there having drinks.
Neck high pile of fucking bones on the bar. Like a huge like skeletal pyramid of fucking like a demon lord in a fucking fantasy novel. A castle made of bones. These pigs have eaten all the chicken's legs of all of the western seaboard.
Universal Studios props comes down to carries away the bones.
They're like, we're going to use this. We're going to throw this in the Jurassic Park ride because we need the ambiance. Thank you, you fucking pigs. Jumping back to what I was saying, it's the chicken or egg of like when you're feeling down mentally, you don't make good physical choices. And then when you're feeling down physically, you don't make like your mental health goes off the fucking awry. And that's so frustrating.
Yeah. No, that for me is the mental part of it. I think has always been hard. Like it's always that kind of like, look, we get real on this podcast. So like I'll say it like there's this sort of thing of like we've talked about it before, but just like, even like as I get older, I'm like, and you don't have this issue, but I'm like, I want to, you know, I want to try to find someone that I like want to date and, you know, eventually marry someday. And it is like very hard for me when like when you're having sex and you're like, I like feel gross. I feel gross and I like, and I can't. So it's hard to like perform when you're like, this is gross, you know, like you're, and I know it's a thing of like, you got to love yourself, but it is, it's a mental thing. Like we were saying, like there's just a thing in your mind where you're like a, this is maybe getting a little too much, but if someone's like, I want to like go down on you and you're like, ugh, like my fucking.
Really? Oh no.
Yeah. I mean like, like it's almost like a thing where I'm like, I barely even am that interested in that because I like feel. I don't feel
you're
good about
head.
Myself.
Yeah.
You know, like there is like,
dude, look, just because the person that my sexual partner has been the same person for 18 years doesn't mean
sure, yeah.
I don't go through the same thing. Yeah. And she,
of course. Yeah. I don't mean to belittle that. I'm sure. Yeah.
No. I'm you're not belittling anything. I'm just saying like, your experience is relatable even in a monogamous, like long time. I'm still like down on myself even, and she makes me feel amazing, makes me feel so sexy, but I'm still like down on myself enough that I'm not like, I'm not as good of a lover as I could be because I'm a little like, I feel gross. I'm not happy with the way I am. So I'm having
yes.
a hard time. Yeah, it's gotten
annoying
it's gotten
too,
and
then you
hate
yourself for that too because you're like, I'm not good, and then you're like, ugh, I'm like a little whiny, like I'm not
and then
good
you wake
enough,
up, right? And then you wake up the next morning and you're not like, I'm gonna get good enough. You just say, well, I'm not good enough, so I'll just fucking, you know, have a Bloody Mary and a fucking bacon, egg, and cheese and kick this day down the fucking gutter, and it's like the realest shit, man.
This is the hard part for me right now specifically, is because what you're just saying, like having a Bloody Mary and being out with friends and like enjoying yourself, also feels so rare in the last 2 years that you're like, I would love to do that. So it is that kind of balancing act of like, you still can, it's gonna, you know, but like anything, like any booze is gonna be a hindrance, like, you know, like. Like and if you eat unhealthy, I've been good. I'm coming into this in a place where I've been actually pretty good for a couple months now. But that also came off of me having like another spiral. But I've been walking. I just did a walk with Hanford, who's staying here, and Mookie. But I've been doing walks with Evan Susser and Jack, and we'll do like 7 miles in a day and stuff. We'll do like 15,000 steps.
That's
I do
amazing.
That at least.
Congrats, man.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's good. But I do that at least twice a week now, which is good. But
dude,
at least twice a week, and then I try to do every other day. But I, you know.
But still, that's that. Imagine you weren't doing that before.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Now
yeah.
you are. That's like the victory. That's the first step. You don't even if you only do two. Long walks a week for the rest of your life, you're still better off than you were a year at the last time we recorded, probably.
100%. And it's that sort of thing of it has gotten easier. Jack, it's funny watching Jack. Jack's lost like a bunch of weight. He's been doing it since October, but he'll walk like 40,000 steps in a day. At one point he'll walk like a shit ton, but he's also eating keto. So like his weight is just like, you know, he's losing like, I feel like over 10 pounds a month, you know, like he's really dropping pounds. But, I can't really do the keto. One, I don't really want to do the keto thing. And two, I don't know if it works for me. I mean, it doesn't work because of the podcast that we, because of Doughboys, the podcast that I do, because we're supposed to eat fast food in chain restaurants. And I have gotten better with that too, where I'm just like, I'm taking bites of stuff. I don't have to eat the whole thing, but I just don't know. Have you tried keto? Have you ever been a keto person?
I did a pretty strict paleo diet when I was still in Brooklyn in my late 20s. And that's like keto adjacent. Keto is just like a little bit stricter and you're aiming for something a little more specific, but I don't like that diet works. People lose weight.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Because of the life I want to live and currently the life I do live because of my job, like Doughboys or like travel show host, or I want to be able to not get absolutely destroyed by having a flour tortilla. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, okay, I will be as healthy and clean as often as possible, but Yeah. I'm never going to not have a pupusa that some fucking South American woman made for me or something. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to, like, turn down. So I'm not going to turn down something that someone put their hard effort into, even if it is a McDonald's employee. Like, I just, like, I can't live that life. And that's bad, but that's why I have to focus on making healthier choices. And that's been my solve in the last little bit of time. Yeah.
That's kind of where my head's been at. Like, I've been I've been eating poke bowls quite a bit recently, which can be bad because of rice, but I'll do I want some rice. So I'll go half cauliflower rice, half regular rice. You know what I mean? Like, I'll try to be at least conscious of it. I'll try to I should reduce my portions of carbs and things like that and eat kind of healthier and fresher. I still have the issue of that I am just not a home cook. And I know that for me, a lot of it is time-wise. And I think if I were to do something where I was cooking at home, it would have to be a meal prep situation where I was prepping meals at the beginning of the week and then a slow cooker situation where I'm I had chili,
but be
chicken chili five nights a week.
But be honest with yourself. You're a fucking, you're lazy. I'm lazy. We're both lazy.
I'm fucking lazy as fuck. So, it sucks.
But you're, but you also have you have the means a little bit. Don't be afraid. Yeah. I get three meals delivered a week. I get Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night dinners delivered, pre-cooked. Yeah. And all I do is heat them up and they're super healthy. And then that knocks away three nights I don't have to worry about cooking. Three nights and for you could do that. And then the night you actually have to have fucking Firehouse Subs or whatever, you just eat your fucking chicken bruschetta the next night. You know, you're just punting around.
What meals do you have?
I got the recommendation from Ian Carmel. It's Sunfair. And if I'm advertising HelloFresh on this episode, of course it's also HelloFresh. One of the best ways to make hit promo code Mighty69 or whatever the fuck they've got for me now.
HelloFresh actually is one that I has worked better for me. I it's funny because it is that sort of thing of Los Angeles healthy meal based delivery. And one, they're all really expensive, of course. And then two, they're never as good as you want them to be is another thing. I want them to be better than they are. And also I realize that we have the luxury of that. You know, a lot of people don't have
that
luxury.
We're privileged in that way. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. And that's, I'm privileged in the fact that I don't have to make dinner. I mean, I'm a single guy, so I just am buying dinner for myself. But still, it's that sort of thing of I need to get back on it, but I'm also am not going to be I just don't see myself grilling, making a meal, taking an hour to make a meal every night. I'm just not going to do that.
Multiple nights a week. Yeah, no.
It's not going to happen. And it's also more to it's kind of more a testament. It's more because this industry is chaotic, not even because of work. It's just that you never know, I gotta go till 8 p.m. or something on this one thing, or I have an audition,
or I'm living
whatever.
In Atlanta for 8 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Go ahead, sorry.
No. I was just gonna, oh shit, I just spilled a bunch of weed on my keyboard. Classic. classic Gabrus move. Whoops.
I said I was gonna be a little bit late. And then you said you were going to, let me see what you said exactly. I'll load up a bubbler. That's what you said as soon as I told you.
Yep. I was like, okay, yeah, I could. You finish shitting. I'll rip and dip and be ready to rock. Wait, just jumping back to what you said, those meal plans are never as good as you want them to be, obviously, because they're made within certain macros and color. So Tiffany is on this. She's on a similar meal plan as me, but she zhuzhes her shit up every night. So if you keep in your fridge sriracha aioli and some sprinkle cheese that melts, you could always just lightly adjust. You're like, oh, I don't want to fully be healthy tonight. I'm going to add, last night I added goat cheese to my grilled chicken bruschetta bullshit.
That's great. Yeah. That's smart. By the way, loading up a bubbler also sounds like a new that could be a New England guy saying he's got to take a shit. Loading up a bubbler.
Yeah,
just sounds
I'm loading up a bubbler, dude. I got a little bubbler guts, bud.
Well, another thing to get onto, something you know as well, but yesterday was the 10-year anniversary of my dad dying.
Which
I think, like, also it's that funny thing of, not funny, but it's that thing of when my dad died and I was like, now it's time to, like, get things right. And I remember I made a speech at his wake where I was like, you know, I'm going to try to live every day, like, you know, that sort of thing of, like, I'm going to try to, like, live how my dad would want me to live and do, you know, like, every day kind of. And I'm like, I don't know if I really did that as, like, I mean, I think he would be proud in many ways, but I also am like, I didn't really hold up my end of the bargain. And now, like, the 10-year mark made me be like, and look, I was, you know, like, in my early, I wasn't even 30 yet. I was in my late 20s and then early 30s. And I tried, you know, but now it is kind of the thing where I'm like, I do, like, I'm going to hit 40 and I do want to kind of try to do right by what I said and kind of, like, grow up.
That's so funny. I want to jump on there because I've been saying the same shit. Like, my dad died with a bookshelf full of books he never read. When my dad died, I was like, oh shit, if I die before I turn 60, that means I really only have 18 years left on this planet. I better fucking get after it and be healthy. And maybe I could make choices that let me live for 28 years on this planet. And yeah. I have done them slightly, but not. And my dad, we just had, like, I think this summer will be 11 years that my dad is dead. Because my dad died pretty close to yours.
I know, which is crazy to me that I never, that I didn't, in hindsight, I didn't realize that it was that close.
Yeah.
What type of books are, like, were on your dad's bookshelves? Were, like, a bunch of Ben Shapiro books?
No, the book he was really most excited about was Mariano Rivera's biography. that was his favorite. That's his favorite Yankee. But he had, like, sign language and, you know, like, all, like, you know, not, my dad wasn't, like, a deep guy, but all his books were, like, Yankees and New York Giants biographies. And then, like, George Carlin's brain droppings or whatever. You know, he's like, I'm going to read that when I get the chance someday. Okay, Pop. And I tell you what, I haven't read a book in, like, a fucking year. I'm a monster. And all I've said was, like, it's so important. You got to be smart. And I just cannot. I've been listening to a lot of books.
You're really good at it. You're good. I remember when we were on tour and you were reading like a fantasy novel when we were on tour one time with you. And
hell yeah.
I need to. That's, like, of course, that's, like, another thing where, I mean, that's so funny that it gets just, like, so lost in, like, the entertainment world where I'm like, oh, I'm, like, I'm watching stuff and I'm not reading anything. Jack Allison.
Well, you start to think, like,
name drop him again. He gave me a Casino Royale. He's like, read this. This is, like, a nice breezy read, and you, I think you'll like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's a novella.
Yeah. I think that's where I got to start. I got to start off at.
That's smart. It's well written.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm back in listening to fantasy, trying to get myself to jump to reading some books. I have actual vacation lined up at the end of my work shoot this month, and I'm looking forward to trying to kick off some reading. Like, because I'm gonna not want to drink, because I'm gonna try to detox for the summer, and then I'm gonna want to just fucking read books and swim around the ocean. Like, I'm so
you're not gonna drink on the vacation. You're gonna go dry vacation.
I'm gonna try to. Yeah, I think so. There's a few different pockets of this plan, with the last 5 days being like a house rental on a beach, and I'm like, I'll save my drying out for that week. But I'll, like, when we're at the hotel, like, we're staying at a nice hotel for a couple of nights too, I kind of can't resist having, like, some wine with dinner, you know, when you're,
of course,
like, but
yeah.
I could, at home, I could just smash water. But when I'm at a restaurant, I'm like, oh fuck, I need to have, like, a little glass of red with this or whatever.
Well, that's actually,
I need to have a dozen, like, Mai Tais with this.
Like, the point where your fingers feel, like, bloated. Do you get the thing? These 7 mile, like, these 7 mile walks we've been doing, which, again, is only just a couple times a week, and then I try to fill in the gaps of the, that's, like, still a thing that I want to, and look, again, it's another thing where I'm lucky and I'm privileged, but I want to try to get a treadmill, just to have a treadmill in my place. And that for me, the excuse is always, like, like, hey, it's, I just recorded Doughboys and now it's like 6 p.m. and I'm tired and it's just not going to work out. You know what I mean? And with the treadmill, I'm so much more likely to go down and do like an hour or 2 hours, just like in my house and watching, like, you know, TV, just like putting the TV
watch,
on.
Throw a movie on or binge, like catch up on Search Party while walking or whatever. Yeah.
That's it's great.
Like,
I mean,
when I had Peloton, I didn't love taking the classes, but I did ride it like 3 days a week by just like turning my computer monitor and watching like Amazon shows while I just kind of casually pedaled. And I was like, if I was just going to watch this show lying on the couch, it's a huge improvement that I'm watching it while slowly pedaling. So even if you're walking 1.8 miles an hour while you watch 2 episodes of West Wing, but you were going to lay around and watch it anyway, you're doing so much more than you previously were. So if you it's think huge. You need that,
that,
get it,
that,
dude.
That was,
you should.
There's been a little bit of, Gabrus, you might be completely frozen. Can you hear me? I can't hear you anymore. Or you're completely stoned. Oh, no, there you are. You're back.
I'm back. But we were both frozen for a second, for sure.
A thing that I've been mad about myself for, I'm going all the way up, and I'm going to reel this in because I know you're talking about vacation.
No, it's fine.
I'm like, damn, like I should have fucking spent more time during the pandemic, like bettering myself. And I do think it's a sort of thing of like, you should just be happy that you got through pandemic without jumping off a roof. You know what I mean? Like, I do think that that's,
yeah, you made it through 2 years of fucking like global trauma. Like the fact that you're still alive and you own a home, like you're there's some victories there, man. Yeah. But
yeah,
I know the instinct that you're feeling, and that's going to help nobody, you know, like that's like being mad about what you didn't do in the past is like, it's too fucking late now, you know?
Yeah, no, that was like, I was like, oh man, I had like time to do it. But when I was home, when I moved back to my mom's place, which was good, honestly, it was the sort of situation where we both were alone and it was a good move. It wasn't, I know I get, you know, Norman Bates comments and stuff like that, but it was a good move. And I was like, there's a treadmill in the basement there now. Like they got it after I had left the house. But I will just like get on that thing and I'll watch TV for an hour or 2 hours. And I love it. And then I actually kind of spiraled after that when I was coming back here. I came back here, then I went back there again, and it was like back and forth. And then I kind of around Christmas time, I was like, I'm like getting fat and it's not going to slow down with the holidays. It's going to get worse. But it was that sort of thing where I was like, man, during the pandemic, it was like, that's, you could have just focused on yourself. You didn't have to worry about anything else. But it is also that thing now where, and I think it's just a hard thing to balance where I'm like, you know, if you like want to go out with friends or you want to go out on a date or you want to do anything, you're like, I almost don't want to do anything because I really like don't want to make bad choices, which is what I'm doing when I go out. You know what I mean? It's like hard for me to make good choices, so I almost would rather stay in. But
yeah,
it's that sort of thing of like, we've been inside for 2 years and you want to go out and you want to see people. So it is like, it's that is kind of, to me,
yeah, you're the type of person, and like myself too, who has to somehow learn to make good choices,
yes,
while out, because going out is going to be a part of our lives forever due to our careers, our social butterfly-ness, our lack of wanting to cook, our a love of food.
Yeah.
But we can both adjust what we think is a treat,
yeah,
for ourselves. And I think that's the big thing I have to do, where yeah, it's like, well, if I go out and get a gorgeous fucking salad and have 2 glasses of wine with it and eat, like, that's a great treat. It doesn't have to be fucking Dave's Hot Chicken, 6-pack of beer. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I don't have to be a true monster, because I used to have to be a true monster to feel happy or satiated from a meal, you know? But I'm trying, yeah, to teach myself that I was like, this is actually plenty of food. Like, what, yeah, I just ate is like so okay. I'm gross. Remember, you're gross. And like, be gross every once in a while, but now I try to go out and like when I go out with friends, I'm like trying to do better for myself. And that was a hard choice, but that.
Yeah.
The pandemic helped me set it straight by like all my decisions were made for me kind of at home of like, well, I'm making this, I'm eating this, I'm not going out to dinner.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And then when the pandemic ended, I was like, I'm back, baby. And I was out eating and drinking all the time. And I was like, oh, wait. I can make better choices whilst out. If out is now back part of my life, I can't just say like, well, then whenever I eat out, I go ham. Whenever I eat at home, I go clean. That was easier during the pandemic. Now it's not the pandemic. It's like 2 nights a week you eat vegetables and the rest of the nights you're fucking smashing down fucking street meat. Like you can't live like that.
No, you can't. I mean, and
you can't live like that at 40 for the way I want to live, you know?
No, and that is like, it's that funny thing on these walks, we were talking about like eating right and feeling good, and Susser and Jack were both kind of like, it's funny when you like cut like carbs out and you eat more clean, and he's like, you don't feel like shit all the time, and also like you don't feel like you have to like take a shit all the time. Like it is also like, I'm like, oh yeah, it's like. He's like I think this is Jack was saying this, but it's like that sort of thing of like it's like old like before I was like eating keto and eating healthy, like I would like fart and shit all day, and I'm like, oh yeah, you kind of like I think you are more
true
of
a, yeah you are same
more a, like you, well I was gonna say you're more of a regular guy, you have like more of like a, but it is like I've talked about this before on when we talked about being fat before, but it's like just the health sides of it, of course, the mental side is huge, but also just like as you get older, that the sort of stuff that we talked about, like your stomach not working, your penis not working, your feet like feeling like they're swelling.
Well,
like,
this is a good segue for something I wanted to talk about this time around with you is I have high blood pressure.
Oh, man.
And I'm on high blood pressure meds. And the last time I went to the doctor, I had like gone like 3 weeks without taking my meds because it just like forgot. And it was like, it makes me have to pee a lot. And I was traveling. So I was like, I don't want to pee a lot while I'm flying. And he like took my blood pressure and gave me like a fucking fear of God speech.
Oh,
he was like, do you know what this means for like what you're doing to yourself?
Fuck.
And like what? And I was like, holy shit. And then, so that was really heavy for me. So I left and he's like, I bought a blood pressure cuff and he's like, start taking your blood pressure and logging it on your iPhone so I could look at it next month when you come in. So I come back the next month on my like weekend, my 1 week off after shooting a travel show where I'm eating and drinking like crazy and stressed about the job and imposter syndrome, all that shit. I'm like, oh fuck. I'm like, and I go to, and I, but I have been taking my blood pressure meds, but I haven't been eating healthy or exercising. And it's not my doctor. It's a different guy in the same hospital, in the same doctor's office, our doctor's office.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not our guy. It's another guy. And I'm like, oh, and he
we're talking
kind
Julio?
Of resets. I'll leave names out of it for their sake. But,
we can bleep that. Sorry.
I will talk. Yeah, yeah, no worries. I don't even know who you're talking about, so I think it's okay to drop a first name. I'll text you afterwards, and we can talk about it. But so the doctor is not there. Like another person comes in, and that person takes my blood pressure, and kind of, like it feels like a first doctor's appointment again. He's like, "So, can I talk to you a little bit about nutrition?" And I was like, "No, dude, no, I know. I'm sorry. Can I get to talk to Dr. Park?" And the dude came back in and started giving me a spiel about losing weight. He's like, do you drink? I'm like, not really. But on the last few weeks, I've been drinking a couple of nights a week because I'm shooting a show about restaurants and shit. And he's like, if you could even drink one less beer, it'll help you. And I'm like, bro. And then he keeps kind of going like, an exercise is important. And like carrying around that. And I just snapped. And I've never done this. Like I literally was like, hey man, I'm going to have to stop you right there. Put down whatever you want on my chart. I'm an unruly patient or whatever, but I know all this and this is actually offensive and an egregious misuse of my time. I'm paying for this and you're just telling me all the basic shit. And he's like, well, it's just, and I'm like, I'm sorry, man, but I'm done with this. I went left. I had to make an appointment to come back a month later and I fucking And I rescheduled it because I want to find a new doctor in the interim because I got burned by this fucking doctor's office.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've got high blood pressure and my doctor's office is stressing me out about it. And now I have to find a new doctor to help prevent this drug pressure, this high blood pressure that's getting higher because my fucking doctor's a pain in the ass.
I know that office and I am the least bit surprised that it was a pain in the ass. We've had two of our doctors move.
Yeah, we've had two doctors leave in the last like 4 years.
And also, like, it's so GDs. Hard to find a good doctor out here. To me, it's also very funny of like, I've gone into doctors in the past and they like, sometimes they'll be like, here, take a look at this. And it's like a food pyramid. And it's like, yeah, no, I know. it's like a picture of a man eating an apple. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. I know that I'm supposed to eat apples.
This guy was like one line away from saying, oh, if you really know what you're supposed to do, then why the fuck aren't you doing it, you tub of shit? Like I felt like that's what was coming. He's like, well, we have to keep everyone informed so that they know. And it's like the energy was off in the way he was talking. And I was like,
yeah, this doesn't sound like Julio,
fuck,
by the
man.
Way. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I don't think it was Julio. Yeah,
we'll talk. We'll talk afterwards. But I mean, also, it's that sort of thing of like that is a. We've talked about this a bit before too, but like, you go to the doctor. When I was back home, like my stomach hurt really bad, and I also had what turned out to be like fatty cells, like a collection of like a like. What is it called? Not cellulose. I forget what it is, but like they're like little things that were in my bellies. And I was like, oh my God, do I have like cancer? There's a bump in my belly. Do I have cancer? It's just.
Right. It's a tumor. It's not the tumor.
It was just a collection of like fatty cells. And the doctor, like I went in there and the doctor was like, if we cut you open, it will be like too hard to find this, which I was like, Jesus Christ. But also he's like, it's a family thing. You have it in your family. And like, I'm sure that like maybe your dad had them and you didn't know. But, The thing that's crazy is like when you go in for something like that or you don't feel good, and I know that we've talked about this before, but it is a sort of thing of when you're overweight, you are like there is like a weight discrimination thing in doctor's office. It just happens. It makes me not want to go a lot of the times because it just is that sort of thing of like, I know this is an issue, like I know I have a weight issue, but also like I feel sick and I know that this isn't right, you know, and like maybe it is a thing that happened because of my weight, but it's not helpful for you to be like, you need to like lose weight, and I'm like, I know that is like a thing that I know, you know. Yeah. Anyone who tells you that ever is like, I think that sometimes there's scenarios where people can have conversations with you about your weight and it can be okay. My mom will talk about it a lot, and my mom will be like, I was like, I'm gonna go for a walk, and she's like, yeah, you should be, and I was like, no, I have been, you know what I mean, like it's that sort of thing of like,
yeah.
But no. So rarely someone is like telling you like you need to lose weight and it's helpful to someone, like people who are overweight,
right?
For anyone like, who's listening who's not overweight, like we know. Like we know.
Yeah,
we know,
but you're like, the way the doctor can call you out is like, well, make sure you're walking every day. You know, like that's like the way they're allowed. Because now he's prescribing rather than just straight up saying, because like losing weight is not like a prescription because there's a million different ways to do it. Bad ways, good ways, easy ways, hard ways. But if he's like, I need you to like not eat after 9 and try walking every day, it's like, okay, I can make it that. Jump back to the blood pressure thing for a moment. Here's what got to me is that for so long, my being fat was like funny in my mind, or at least like, hey, I'm confident enough. So if I think I look a little dumpy, it's no big deal. And then it's like, ha ha, I consume so much. How fucking funny is that? I'm so high, I could eat 60 chicken nuggets. And then when like a doctor is like, you know, like high blood pressure is like how people die. And you're like, Oh, and he's like, and then he's like, it's real. And you're working so much harder right now with your high blood pressure to pump blood that you're overworking your heart more than you should. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. And now I'm like, stress the fuck out.
Of course, I can't
unthink that. And now I'm also concurrently shooting a travel show where it's like, let's party.
But then you just gotta be strict on your and on your days where you're not strict, but you gotta just be.
I'm playing Doughboys rules. Like me and Pally, whenever we're not if it's not an off camera meal, we try to have like salad or sushi.
Just to never
it's hard not like I don't need one extra meal a day where I'm jamming down a burger if I'm like eating burgers on camera. Like I just like just wait for the fun of Firehouse Subs episode. Just wait one more day and I get to have Firehouse Subs for lunch. I'll eat a salad today because tomorrow is Jersey Mike's or whatever. Yeah.
That was I've been making small. So I haven't been drinking sugary drinks this month, which is like when I'm in a bad spot, I'm drinking sugary drinks and I'm not caring, and I haven't really been drinking this month, and you know, doing the walks, it's that sort of thing of like my knees were hurting and it was like too hot out and I was like I can't do this, and also like my fingers felt like, you know when your fingers feel like fat
when you hike for a while and the blood gets to your hand,
the blood swells up. It feels like
they retain water.
It feels like you
have Mickey Mouse claws.
Mickey Mouse. It feels like you could cut them open and like drain them, like you almost want to.
You could pop, like you'd be like, maybe I just put one hole in my pinky and let this shit shake it out. You know, just like shake it like a Polaroid picture.
But I've been like, that has been the thing for me of I get Gatorade Zeros, and I know that people are like, well, those aren't great, but I'm like, but that is zero calories for me.
If you were gonna have Gatorade, Gatorade Zero is better. Like truly, Mitch. If you change nothing about your diet or your lifestyle except add 2 long walks a week and don't have sugary drinks except for Doughboys, you will, like, in 10 years be 200 pounds. You know what I mean? Like, no, I'm serious. It's like, it's a small enough change, but it's steer you on the right path. Yeah. It's like, you could probably make more choices to make it happen a little faster.
Yeah.
But even just the direction you're headed in now is enough of the turn of the wheel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just want you to know, and the listeners especially, to know that. Like, if you weren't walking twice a week before, and you were drinking sugary drinks all the time, if you just add that and lose that, that's like a 500 calorie flip, possibly more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And if that's per day, like you're like, that's, and who cares about calories? Remove calories. Just the ability to walk 7 miles as an adult person. Like everyone has that. And we will eventually lose that ability too. Imagine being like 60, unable to walk 2 miles, and you're like, man, I would love to walk 10 miles someday, but I can't even walk 2 miles anymore. It's like, you got to get it in when you can. Like, let's do it. And now I'm like, my brain has gotten to the point where I'm like, not only do I want to live a little bit longer to, you know, be with Tiffany longer, to do more comedy, to see more things, eat more pad thai. Like, I also want to, I don't want to live from like 65 to 75, like, you know, unable to really move or bend over or, you know, or like can't really do too much because of the old ticker.
Yeah.
Like I want to be able to do cool shit later into my life too. So I really need to steer my boat in the back. I got to get this BP under control, and I'll change my meds if it's not working again when I do my re-up, but I'm dying to fucking get myself. I am on a better path than I have been for years, but I'm going to have to steer it a little bit. And that's pretty much, if I'm being honest, why I texted you about doing this. Cause like these conversations, again, this is the most self-serving podcast on the internet. I ask my friends to come talk to me about a subject I've decided. And then I use their popularity to get more listeners. I'm a monster, but
that's the most, true.
If you want to add one more layer of self-servingness to this, this conversation annually motivates me.
Yeah.
And I was feeling down during the show and it made me text you. And I'm sorry that's part of our relationship, that I'm like, hey, I'm feeling down about myself physically and mentally. Hi, Mitch. Help me. Let's hold hands as we plummet.
I'm kind of coming out of that way, like not coming out of it, but I'm trying to make those changes. So you caught me at kind of the, weirdly at a good time, but I mean, like that shit with the doctor, the blood pressure stuff is like scary. I'm with you. I wanna try to be around.
And
we're supposed to live longer now than ever. So you know,
right? Yeah, it's like let's get those wonder drugs I've heard about.
Avoid the NordVPN. I didn't even know what a VPN was until I started doing this podcast. But now that I know what one is, I really enjoy having my own VPN through Nord. Look, it's a great way to have amazing cybersecurity benefits. You want to use hotel and restaurant and airport Wi-Fi. Like, that'll help protect you from, you know, malware and all that stuff. But also, you get to access streaming services in other countries without any of, like, the, you know, rights of, like, oh, well, you're not in, blah, blah, blah. You get Netflix in other countries at no cost, BBC, HBO Max. And NordVPN also comes with free anti-malware feature, which protects your devices from malware, malicious ads, and phishing sites. So do yourself a favor, get a VPN, protect yourself, and also, you know, get access to way more content. So check it out at, so grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/Gabrus, nordvpn.com/GABRUS, or use the code Gabrus to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan and free threat protection and one additional month for free. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. nordvpn.com/Gabrus.
To tie a parallel, remember how you didn't want to get on the scale because you didn't want to know how high the number was?
Yeah.
Like a couple of episodes ago, and yeah. Which is years, obviously. And we were like, well, it might be good to know because then way you can at least keep track if it's going up.
Yeah.
And I was that way for a while, but then now I got to like just jump on the scale every 2 weeks to be like, whoops, I am not doing as good as I thought.
Yeah.
But that's because I have a better relationship with the scale than other people. So I understand that that's not for everyone. And also we're not professionals and all that shit. We're just podcast comedy guys. So please don't sue me for like your health or whatever. But what I was trying to get at is like, I wasn't checking my blood pressure for a month. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and it's super high at that time. And that's definitely part of the reason why I'm not checking it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to see a high number because it'll scare me. But if it doesn't matter if I know it's high or not. It's going to kill me the same way. So I might as well keep track of it and see if I can actually get it to go down or see what things I do in life that could affect it.
Oh, no, definitely.
Does meditation bring it down? Does not smoking weed for the day bring it down? Please, God, say no. Please, God. I can't. I'm super serious about my health, but I will never give up weed. I'll switch to edibles, if anything.
I feel like it's just that sort of thing of like, even with me when I have like a couple beers, this is the reason why I'm afraid to go out, because like I'll have two beers and then I'll be in the Del Taco line. Like it is hard for me. And it's also that sort of thing of like, I try to eat salads most nights and I've been doing poke bowls, like I said, and I'll do half cauliflower rice just to like, to be like, this is better than what it was. And I'll get like a Mediterranean thing, like a chicken kebab, and I'll do like a little rice, but half salad. Like I'll try to like just be better on like trying to make healthier choices. And then, you know,
and the last thing you need to do is separate having two beers from having to eat Del Taco, which is a very difficult, because the pandemic helped me with that. Cause I used to just link going out late or doing shows to, I'm guaranteed a fourth meal at like midnight or 1 a.m. And I'm so excited. It's like, well, we're home from drinking. What are we not going to order food? We're going to just go to sleep. It's like we had dinner 5 hours ago or 4 hours ago.
That's...
We got to eat again. And it's like once you can break that habit, and I had to literally stop drinking to like break that habit. But if you the first night you have two Bud Lights with fucking Calpacas and then skip fucking Del Taco, but maybe you go home and have a smoothie or even like tortilla and guac or whatever, you know, you come home and have chips and guac or something like that, and you go to bed, you'll feel like the next day you'll be like, what I did was brave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
100%.
That feels like a victory. If you do it once, it'll feel like, so make a conscious effort one time to be like, hey, can I meet up? Maybe use Jack or Evan or some of the other people or me on the same journey. It's like, hey, let's meet up, have two beers, leave or switch to soda water and then leave.
Yeah.
And then make a pact to not order food tonight. And it's like, let's just do that. And like, that would be a fun, because that's a simple step, but I think that's required of our lifestyles, is like, because you don't want to not have, You don't want to eliminate going out for two beers.
Yeah.
But you gotta break up to, and you don't want to eliminate Grab and Del Taco. And eventually they'll line up on the same time, but you can't have them be paired all the time. That anytime someone says you want to grab a drink, you're like, well, there's another 1200 calories coming like right before bed. And I'm speaking from true experience. Yeah.
Well, it's also that thing of like, last night I had a Chipotle chicken bowl, like from Chipotle. And like, also like, I'm like, so that's what I had for dinner last night. And I will have that like once a week, and I'll eat salads a lot. But I'm like, if that, and you know what? Last night I didn't get any chips. I didn't get any chips. I didn't get any dip. And I was like, for me, sure. I just did the Chipotle chicken bowl, which is like has rice. But also I'm like, if this is like too bad for me, this is the level I can handle. And also it's not a thing I'm getting every night. That to me is this is more of a treat. But it is a funny thing because Hanford came last night. I didn't get any chips. And then I moved away on my table to put down my laptop this box of Cheez-Its, which came when Hanford came and he had a couple beers. And then I was like, I'll have one beer. And I had one beer and then I broke out Cheez-Its. It is that sort of thing of like.
Right. It's hard not to. Yeah.
It's just fucking, it's really hard for me to not get my brain into, you know, it's like addict. It is just an addict mode of like.
It's addict, but then there's also an element of fucking repetition. If every time you've had a couple of drinks, you always grab a handful of pretzels or always got like, then the pattern is ingrained. You know what I mean? Like you've built that pattern into your life. Your body doesn't know other options. And then, yes. And then we don't like even the psychological motivation behind all that starts to get into addict territory and sugar addiction and carb addiction, food addiction and shit like that. Like, and the power it has over us, like the power sugar and carbs and alcohol has over our brain is like a little problematic.
Hanford is coughing away upstairs too. He probably has COVID. Oh shit.
Lock it down. You got to put a tent over your house now.
We lose some pounds. That was another thing with COVID where I was like, when I was home, I was like, I'm like afraid of like my mom getting, but I also was like, I might die if I get this. Like I am like in that area of like, I might die if I get this, but you know, whatever. Right.
And here's the thing.
We all know it's not real
now.
It's a fake virus. So.
Right, right. It's like my phone is 4G. There's no way 5G is going to kill me. But there's something. I lost my train of thought. It'll come back to me.
Oh, hold on. I'll get COVID. You there. COVID. I was afraid I was going to die.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We have like actual comorbidities that, and you feel healthier than you really are.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, wow, dude, I'm a fucking ex athlete. And it's like, when's the last time you actually did jog though? It's like, oh, a couple of weeks ago, you know? And it's like, oh, but I'm like, I carry it well. And it's like, yeah, that's great. But you have high blood pressure. And like, that's not something you can like carry well. You know what I mean? Like broad shoulders, like help my gut situation, but it certainly doesn't help my blood pressure situation. And it's like, and all my old defenses, all my old psychological defenses were like pierced.
Yeah.
And I have like an obligation to like Tiff and like my family and my nephews and nieces and like,
of course,
what I and the things I want to get and to myself and the things I want to get done in life to like, fuck, I have to do something about. I'm like, and that's like some serious like scary and this is where my brain is like, okay, then it's worth it to pay a little too much for three meals delivered a week if this is really helping me make three smart decisions a week. You know, it's like
100%.
I buy greens and pulled chicken on Mondays and I make salads for lunch all week, but I tell myself starting Friday night I'm allowed to like fuck around, but I'm still only allowed to go ham like one meal. Like the other times I'm like allowed to have burritos and shit, but it's got to be like a normal, like not my normal pig out.
That's
like the world I'm in. And then I'm now in like this weird Black Mirror episode of like hosting a travel show about consumption and being on podcasts with my good friends, the Doughboys, touring. Maybe when this episode comes out, we're currently touring, or you could buy tickets to Phoenix and Foxwoods and Boston and watch us die. Participate in our demise.
You know, it's funny. I ran for like the first time in a long time the other day, and it was because a bee was chasing me. This was on one of my walks. Like a bee was near me and like it wouldn't leave me alone, and this is again with Jack, and I was just like running, and I was like I was running from the bee, and I was like I haven't like ran, and I was like running, and I was like I haven't like actually ran in so long. I do walks and I'm like, this is like a crazy sensation. And also like, I was like, oh, interesting. My body can move because it was like a fight or flight. It was just a beat, but right. I was like terrified and I was running and I was like, I can't believe that I can actually move. And then two, I was like, if this was a hotter day, I maybe would have just died. Like, this was this.
I or get just stung to death, like Thomas John from My Girl.
A My Girl situation. I
out of breath, just slowly walking as bees are stinging you, and you can't get your cardio up to get away from them.
I actually looked like Macaulay Culkin esque at one point, and then I maybe stepped in the bee's hive at one point. explain
and the bees injected me with fucking pork belly.
Well, I want to touch on one thing. I have two things to talk about, but one thing I want to touch on was your thing of, and I think we've kind of talked about this before, but of like not being funny. And I do think that that is a fear, but I also, it is a thing that I bring up that something you said to me a long time ago that is very true. Of like we could lose 100 pounds and still be the big guy. It's like what you said to me, and it is 100% true. And I do,
and it might be time to do that it might be time for us to lose 50 pounds each, and no one would still not think we were big bearded comedy guys. But
yes,
we would like a flight of stairs would daunt us less. We'd be able to manage a bumblebee. We'd be able to fucking play catch with the hypothetical sun someday. So it might be worth it for us. But if we lose 100 pounds between the two of us, that's some real shit. And I have 50 pounds to lose objectively.
Here's some real fat guy stuff is giving up on masturbating. Like I'll be in the shower and I'll be like masturbating, and then I'll be like, I'm done.
Yeah, it's kind of bad angle for my shoulder. Am I gonna soft come and just get out of here? It's like my arm is tired.
I'm winded. Yeah, I'm sweating in the shower. I'm jacking off in the shower. I'm sweating.
I'm in an ice cold shower, jerking off, sweating my ass off. Has nothing to do with the belt that's around my neck and tied to the shower curtain.
When I was 21 or 20 or 21 and like I got myself in shape, like I remember that it was, and this is probably why I had issues dealing with it, but it was a thing where I was like, oh, people. I was the funny guy. Like in my mind, I was like, oh, I'm like the funny guy. I like to make fun of myself. And then it was like this weirder thing where your friends kind of looked at you when I lost weight. Like your friends kind of looked at you different. It felt different. And I was also like, oh, I don't have that thing to go back on where I like am the fat guy and I'm funny. And I like hated it kind of. I mean, like that's.
Yeah, yeah.
That was like, and I feel like that fear has definitely been there. And also at this point, you're like, you've done comedy forever. It's not like. Whatever. And I'm like, but you do go to that well a lot. You do go to the well of being a big fat guy, and I do like going to it. So that is a thing of like, you know, like.
But in Hollywood right now, we can get down to like 175, and which would be nearly impossible for both of us. Yeah. And we would be able to still play the doughy guy on a show. Like yes. It's like Hollywood's crazy. Everyone is fucking, every superhero has abs. Like Ant-Man doesn't need to be jacked. He just shrinks. He doesn't need to have abs. Superman's a fucking alien. Why does he have cum gutters? It's like, it's unnecessary.
Well,
it's every person looks like that now.
And every comedy person is like a hunky jacked guy, which is another Hollywood issue.
Right, it's like
issue.
Chris Pine is my favorite comedian. It's like, what? My favorite
Look,
comedic
we all like Chris
actor
Pine,
is
but he
Ryan
be the
Gosling.
Best.
I love yeah. Pine. Like, I love Pine, but I wish we were in a world where it was like, you know who's pretty funny is Pine. He should be in more comedies with other comedy
with
people.
Other funny people who are like genuinely funny. Even like, you know,
like
Cena's funny and The Rock. Yeah, sure. They're all funny.
And Wahlberg, they're all funny, but like Kevin Hart's an actual comedian. Like,
yes.
Ryan Reynolds, he's funny in movies, but like, there are actual comedy people that you could put in these roles that could really do some shit.
I mean, that to me is the thing of like, they're pretty funny, but also they're not funny. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like, John Cena is a great guy. Like, yeah. And he's funny, but he's also not funny in the way comedians are. But also this is now going into the territory of why Hollywood is broken and bad.
Let me just use the example this is the example I always give of when I thought the downfall of Hollywood was happening. The Rock and Kevin Hart make a movie together. like the CIA undercover movie.
And people
really like it. And then Central Intelligence. And then Seth Rogen and Zac Efron make a movie together called Neighbors that everyone really likes, and it's really funny. And what Hollywood does next is make a movie with The Rock and Zac Efron. Yeah. And it's like, no. Make the Seth Rogen and Kevin Hart movie. Yeah. Or the Seth Rogen and The Rock and Kevin Hart. Like, don't take the two hot guys that happen to pull off the joke. Handman,
walking down the stairs.
Those legs are looking nice. Let him know I said that, because I know you have headphones on.
I'm relaxing and I hear John Cena's funny, but he's not funny like you and I are funny. Okay, guys. I'll let you do your
own. Hey, this is a being fat episode. Get the fuck out of here.
Sorry, Hanford. Don't make us fucking smush your head in between our guts like an 80s movie poster.
He's now, by the way, he's staying at my house and he's now in my fridge. And I don't know what he's getting a bunch of things out. He's doing a bit where he's going to drop one of these things that he's pulled out. Here's the thing I want to do this year. Here's a physical goal, a physical thing. I want to be able to shave my beard off and not want to walk into the ocean. I want to be able to shave my beard and see my non-bearded face and be okay with it. Like, that to me would, like, I don't want to shave my beard. Like, that to me is like I'm in trouble. But also it's that sort of thing of like, well, you're also an actor and you should like be able to shave your beard.
Should be okay with the way you look without it. Like, it comes back. It like really comes back sooner than you think.
And I'm not. And I would love to get to that point this year. This was the last thing I was going to talk about, but I'm going to Scoop, my good buddy Scoop's bachelor party. There he goes. He got himself a cup of water. He's off.
Thank fucking God. Lock the door.
He's up.
Lock the gates.
Lock the gates. I hear him now. He's turned on some John Cena movie. I'm not sure which. Maybe Blockers.
Oh shit. He's watching Blockers.
He's loud. You can hear him.
Oh, he's hysterical laughing at Blockers. Okay. rub the salt in the wound, Handman. We're not as funny as Cena. We know.
So this last month,
you're going to Scoop's bachelor party.
Scoop's bachelor party this last month was the no sugar, the walks, more than just this last month. For the last couple of months, I was like, we're going to Key West for his bachelor party. And I like,
oh, that's fun.
Yeah. It will be good. And also, I haven't been drinking too much. Like, I really haven't. I had a beer last night, but I've like barely been drinking. And I want to like go and enjoy myself there. And I'm gonna, and not feel bad about it. And when I get back on track. But it is that sort of thing of where I was like, oh, I got to go down there and like be in like a beach environment and be in a place where you like take your shirt off. And I was like, I still don't feel good about it, but like you were saying,
but that's a good trial by fire. That's a good, like, you're mentally prepared. Go there and enjoy yourself, whatever that means. If it means you enjoy yourself more sweating through your shirt,
sure. Fine. Yeah.
But if you want to take your shirt off because you think that would make you enjoy hanging out at the beach more, which, take it from me, it will. Like, taking your shirt off at a fucking bar makes hanging out at the bar more fun. But that's my own issues.
Also, I feel like this is probably, like you were saying, is probably tricky too for you. Is like, you got that good looking fat guy body where I have like the fat guy cancerous looking body where it looks unhealthy.
Well, just because you're pale, it's because you're pale and I'm tan.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only difference.
My gut is like green.
You have like, you look like raw chicken and I look like roasted chicken.
I mean, it's
but
true.
But still flabby little chickens. Yeah.
That is the issue with it. Is like, so I don't, but I'll say this, and this is another point you made, is like, well, I'm feeling a hell of a lot better going and taking my shirt off at the beach when I did all this walking, as opposed to when I didn't do all this walking. I would have felt way, 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 way worse. And I do feel better mentally going into it. So that was kind of, that wasn't the reason I was starting to get myself going. Like, this to me is like the start of this year where I'm turning 40, and this is the start of it. And it's going to be fucking hard. Like you were saying, we're on the road. I was like looking at my calendar the other day and I was like, man, so much of this fucking year is like already like mapped out for me between like five weddings and fucking, which like also I'm like, five weddings again? We're like 40 there. How are there so many fucking weddings? And then,
well, because everyone punted, everyone waited 2 years.
2 years.
I met someone in the pandemic and fell head over heels. So it's like, so, everyone's ready to get married now. Yeah. I think I have three
pandemic weddings, basically.
I have like an overseas wedding. I have like two family functions that people want us to go to. I have like a couple of road gigs with you. I have a couple more travel dates for other jobs, and then who knows what else land. But I'm like, I am making a conscious effort. And this week, I'm on a week off in between a 3 week block and a 2 week block of shooting. And this week, I have not had a drink. I have not had any sugar. I had like two chocolate covered pretzels. That was the only carbs I've had.
That's great.
Like fish and greens or chicken and greens every day for lunch. Oh, one day I had a breakfast burrito, but only a breakfast burrito. And then at dinner, the last four nights I've had my fucking weird paleo meals. And it's like, I need a week cool off. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's great. I was going to say it would be funny if the two chocolate covered pretzels were like jumbo, like Anna's pretzels.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, they were like prank pretzels from Spencer's Gifts that are 6 feet. They were pool floats that I covered in chocolate. Nate. It's the pretzel from Rachel Bloom's show. Like the crazy ex-girlfriend, the big pretzel she swings in on. I dipped that in fucking a vat of chocolate and just hammered. Just two. I only had two this week.
And she's gone missing too. So people are afraid that she was possibly.
Yeah. Yeah, she might have been on the pretzel. I didn't take the time to look, and I should have.
No, that's to me there is like that, like that right there is like a like I was saying, it's that sort of thing. I've like people listening to this would be like a Chipotle chicken bowl, and I'm like, but that right there, like my week, like what you were saying right there is like kind of how my weeks will be, and I feel good about it. I do know that at some point this year, like if I really want to get down to like, you know, 250 territory, which is, you know, that's otherworldly in my mind.
It's completely doable. And
I'm going to have to turn it up though. You know, like I will have to turn it up.
Well, that's okay. That will happen once you're having your chicken bowl, like X amount of, like you'll eventually be like, well, let me just go full cauliflower rice, or like, you know what? Let me try a salad. And then you do that, and then you still have the chicken bowl two times and the salad one once a month. And that's still a slightly better behavior. You're just slightly turning the dial as much as possible. But it doesn't matter about ramping up. Mm. The trick for us and for you in this, my advice I'm giving you in this case is it's just a matter of consistency.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to just, you're not going to have to step it up too much to get down to 250 if you are operating at a deficit. You know what I mean? It could just take you 4 years to get down to 250, but that, imagine that.
Yeah, it's fine.
That'd be fucking amazing.
Yeah, it'd be great.
To be 44 and weigh 250.
Yeah. Like,
that's my dream. No. I want to be, I'm 40 now. It feels I got to get under, like I got to get down. I got to get down there.
you made, I mean, it was great to see like, when you were making progress, it was a sort of thing where it's like, it's that funny thing when you're a fat guy and then I was saying, like you were making great progress and Jack and Susser have both like lost a good amount of weight. And there is like that, you will get down sometimes, but it's also motivational. It's, you'll get down on the way where you're like, now I'm like the last of the fucking fat, the last of the fat Heekins. I'm the fat one who's like, last, like I'm the last one here. And
to go back to what you were saying, there's going to be none of us at 50.
Yeah.
Or, you know, none of us at 55 who are fat.
Yeah.
Like who are very fat because they wouldn't have made it to 55.
Yeah.
And if they don't, and like that's the awful decision, right? Like that's the awful news.
I was just thinking I shouldn't compare myself to the last of the Mohicans, which is, you know, maybe been a little white guy slip there, but hey, you get what I'm saying. Like I'm like,
but I know what you mean. And also, it is a movie about a white guy who's an Indian too, so it's like layered in how funny. Yeah, yeah. But no, Zoom. All right, and we're canceled. Sorry about that. I'll make a speech. Don't worry, I got us. No one listens. Not enough people listen to this pod to kill us over that.
But I mean, like, you could use the Will Smith vampire movie. What is it called? The Last Man on Earth or whatever.
Omega Man.
Omega Man. Like that's like that. When you see your friends losing weight, you're almost like fuck. Like I feel left behind, and that can make you feel like jealous is kind of the wrong word, but you're like, good for them, but I hate myself more. But also then it can be motivating where you're like, I gotta fucking step it up. And these guys are, and you know, like, and you're helpful with it, and Jack and Susser will be helpful with it. It's like that sort of thing of like, there's other people who are going through it, and you're right. People will usually want someone there to hold your hand with it.
And you're like a social person. You're always like, let's go for a walk with another person. Let's grab a dinner lunch with another person. You're always like, Hanford's staying at my house. Oh, me and Kalpakis are doing blank. You're always doing something with someone.
Yeah.
So for you, it might not be a bad idea to have that something be exercising. You know what I mean? Like, because you're like, and then you get like that dash of like, you get to hang out with Jack without smashing 4 Bud Lights.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and you get to have all the fun you get of hanging out with Jack, but while getting your, whatever, somehow you get something out of that. I love the dude.
I love Jackie boy. He's been really inspiring. He's really been kicking ass. And you know what? Just getting vitamin D, like it's that sort of thing of like, I'm like,
just being outside, fresh air, and vitamin D is real.
That's,
yeah.
I mean, I want to keep, I do want to get a treadmill, and so that I do that on days where I, you know, like we'll just jump on and walk for 2 hours or whatever. And I also like hate the heat, and I don't like walking in the heat, but I will say I want to try to keep it up, like to do the outdoor walks like a couple times a week, because it is that sort of thing of like, oh yeah, like I was, when I went to the doctor, I was vitamin D deficient. So it is that sort of thing of like, I need to
If you hate the heat, go early or go late.
Yeah.
Like that's the only thing. Like you can go at 7 p.m. for an hour long walk every night.
I got to get back in that headspace, because I was, when I was younger and I moved to LA, I would like do night run. I would like go on like little night jogs, not runs. I don't think I've ever really run except for that bee.
Going off what you're saying. Once it gets to be a certain time of day, I'm like, well, exercising's out the question. Yeah. It's 4:30 already and I didn't get it in, so I don't do anything for the rest of the day. It's like there are tons of people going to the gym, and like then, you know, you're friends with like Rogers and Stanger, and Rogers like, I'm going to the gym at 7 p.m., you know, and it's like, oh right, you can do that.
You could easily do that. I'm sitting on my couch and like staring at a TV instead. You're 100%. By the way, you said me and Kalpakis are doing blank, and I was wondering what me and Kalpakis were doing. What the fucking weird shit we were up to, the two of us.
What the hypothetical I was up to. I don't know. He went over his house to like make Drambuie-based cocktails and then watch fucking Sandy Wexler or some shit.
That actually sounds like a great night.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like something you would be into.
But you know what? I am hopeful for the year. And also, you've been doing great. And I'll tell you that you were looking good, and also the success. I mean, it is that hard thing of like, that's the funny thing with any sort of success, or like you have you're doing a travel show, and that is like your life becomes chaotic. And that is kind of like what I've been like, just in general, in all the ways where I'm like, I want to like surround myself with less chaos and, you know, chaotic people, and when that comes to dating or whatever, and also just like I want to have like a very boring life, but that has a schedule. And then when you're working in our industry, it's like it is chaotic. There's almost like it's hard to traverse those waters when you get into them, but you were doing great. And I think that way of what you,
along those lines, I fell off the wagon of exercise and being healthy like a couple of weeks before, like I was on like a bit of a bender before this show started.
Yeah.
And so I rolled into it, and it's like, if I was smarter, I would have rolled into that show into this shoot with some healthier habits in place. So it's like I could have come in with a little bit of a stronger like healthier choice for myself and been like, now when I slip up, it's like, oh, I have a day off. I'm like, well, I'm going to hit the gym because that's in my pattern routine. It's in my, like,
and you are more likely to, like when you're on the road like that, if you go into it, like with that mindset, you are more likely to be like, give me grilled chicken instead of fried when you're at like a restaurant or whatever. But
right, exactly.
But it is, it is that sort of thing of like, you are just in a chaos zone. And like, it's that sort of thing of like we were saying with COVID or something. It's like, I mean, very different, but you just have to ride it out and try to do the best you can, because you're gonna, for the show, you have to make, you know, you have to be eating and drinking stuff that you're not supposed to. And just for like the reality of like, you're on the road and it's like, do you have a salad? And it's like, we have a side salad. And you're like, well, I have to eat something else. You know what I mean? Like, there's just, right. It's just this sort of thing of, or like catering, there's salad, but I have to eat some sort of meat. Like, it is just, it's stuff gets taken out of your hands and you have to just deal with it.
It's like, you kind of have to go by and it's like, shit, actually you can't eat for 6 hours. It looks like you're not going to be able to have dinner till 10:30.
And that fucks up you're hungry as hell. You know what I mean? Like, it just changes everything.
You're like,
everything.
Make bad choices back at the hotel or at your house.
And also like, you should be able, like, and it's also that thing of like, you, like, we shot all day and like, I want to have a drink. Like, I'm fucking tired. And this is like,
right.
I need something like that. You know what I mean? Like, and
yeah,
but
I need to unwind. Yeah.
But when you go into a situation like that with healthier habits, like, you usually do make better decisions, but also it sounds like in between you're doing good too, but I'm ready for this year. Like, I am, this is the start of it for me. Like, the last 2 months have kind of been the start of it, and I'm ready to keep it going till the 40th birthday. And also I'll continue the habits for life, hopefully. But
hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to be, I'm going to make a proclamation here. I want to be 275 by Labor Day, by the end of the summer.
That's good.
275 by whatever that is. September 11th.
What a day to honor.
I want to be 275 by September 5th. That's my goal. I'm probably like around 300 now. And people listening are like, every year your goal is 275. But I was sitting at 325 for a while. My new number is like around 300. I'm going to get that new number down to like 290. And then I'm going to get to 275 by the end of the summer. I'm going to aim for it.
Or we could,
like,
we could,
that's what I'm debt. Uh
oh. We could go
push to 375.
Oh no, I was going to say, we could go the other way. And you and I combined could weigh 911 pounds by September 11th.
Oh, that would be, we're close. I mean, we're probably between the two of us like June 38th. Six hundred thirty pounds, probably.
That's a lot of weight. I mean, that's crazy between two people.
Well, how about? How about you sign on to trying to drop 25?
Yeah.
As
well. See, the thing is for me is that here's the deal. I have a scale, which is a plus. I bought a scale. So I have a scale.
And
now,
you don't have, I'm not asking you to say the number on here, but when we get off, just take that number, subtract 25, and let's both aim for that by Labor Day.
Yeah.
And that way we can check in with each other over the summer. And 25 pounds. Well, we're recording this in March. We're giving ourselves 6 months. That's a pound a week.
Yeah.
That is like healthy and reasonable for guys who are 100%. Who are as overweight as us. So we're not pushing ourselves into a crazy thing. So it is very, honestly, if you just keep up the two walks and the sugary drinks, you might lose a pound a week for 26 weeks and you're set.
You know what's funny is that sort of thing of like when I've been drinking the G2s, and then I did have I had a day where I slipped up and I had a Coke and a Gatorade like a Sunday a couple weeks ago, and I was drinking them. I'm like, man, these taste like sludge comparatively, which was a good sign. I've been off it for so long.
Right.
I'm like,
it's like, this actually a little syrupy.
Yeah, this is like sludgy. And also I was like, and they also like make me feel sludgy. Like when I'm in that bad point, it's like your blood feels sludgy, and it's that sort of thing of like, I just don't want to be there again. I, like the Coke Zero and look, and I know that like diet sodas and zero sugar Gatorades aren't healthy by any means or anything, but like for me, it's just that sort of thing. Of
it's
like,
an off ramp.
Yeah,
it's an off ramp. Yeah, get on that. Be hooked on those for too long, and then get off.
And I've been drinking like
if you want to eventually, but like
no sugar, black teas and stuff. That's also what I've been doing. Like that, I'm like, all right, here we go. This is like a little bit better. I've like
there you go. Unsweetened iced tea is a great daytime. I've gotten into decaffeinated herbal teas at night to kind of symbolize my dessert. To kind of symbolize like, okay, well, I've had my healthy dinner. Now I'm going to have a chamomile tea. And that's my like, yum, end of night behavior. I don't need a bourbon on the rocks, or I don't need a couple of cookies because I'm having tea. Still backfires so frequently. But
yeah,
that's what I've been, that's my hack I've been trying to do lately is like, tea means okay, it's time to not eat anymore tonight.
That's great.
You had your tea.
That's yeah, yeah, no, that's
because it's hard not to go revisit the fucking cabinet like a handful of times at night, you know.
There's like a
you're like, all right, I'm done with dinner. I'm just gonna lay down and watch movies, and like an hour goes by, you're like, well, I'm just gonna grab a couple of things I can't stop thinking about that are here in the house.
That was the Cheez-Its last night for me and when Hanfer was here. That's that there's this but I know we're wrapping up, but there's that meme by Rob, how do you say his name? Mackle, the guy from It's Always Sunny.
Rob McElhaney or whatever.
Rob McElhaney. And he was talking about like losing weight, and he's like, it's easy. He's joking that it's easy. But he's like, all you need is 9 hours of sleep a night.
To watch your kids. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he describes all the stuff he's afforded by, like, he's like, an expensive personal trainer that costs this much that maybe only the showrunner of a 10-season TV show could afford. Like, it was really fun. Like, he broke it down of, like, this is how much effort went in. Because everyone else is like, tries to play it cool when they talk about how they dropped all the weight and shit. I mean, like, I have, like, anxiety right now about what I will be restricting from myself for the next 6 months. And it's truly not that much. And I have like, oh man, I hate that I have to. And it's like, oh, that's just fear.
Yeah.
That's just fear of failure. And we can totally do this.
And also just if you make a mistake, just write it, you know, like you just like, hey, you went to the movies and you ate some popcorn.
Yeah.
Just change that. The next time you just, you know, your next meal, eat a salad. Don't get the popcorn next time. Just try to be on stuff like that. And it like, I mean, like the sleep thing is another thing that just from that meme. He also, I think he got like a trainer from like who like trains like The Rock or something. It was like a funny.
Yeah. Like he got like he got trainer. Like a super performance based athlete.
But sleep is another thing that I my sleep has not been good this year, and I'm like reading like, oh, get 9 hours.
That's
of sleep.
That's a real and that shit saves your brain.
Oh yeah,
which is the scary stuff. Because like, if you let your brain slip up a little bit, that gets problematic.
Oh no, it's and you know it happens a lot. And I'm lucky. Like I'll go on walks tired. Like I've been trying to get. Like I woke up at 9 this morning. Fucking Wally, my cat was fucking waking me up. It was annoying, but I woke up at 9 and we went for a walk. Hanford and Mookie and I, and we did like 3 miles or so, and we did like the loop around the Silver Lake Reservoir. Didn't go under it, And so it was like that sort of thing of like, I'm exhausted and I will fall asleep today, but I do feel good that I got the walk in. But I got to get to a point where like I'll record Doughboys or something. And then when it's done, I'll like be falling asleep on the couch, or I'll eat dinner and then I'll like fall asleep on the couch because I'm not getting restful sleep. I'm not getting sleep at the right hours. And that is something I'm trying to figure out. That is like a thing of like,
that's like the way. The way my blood pressure thing is, that's like what bad sleep is too. It's like slowly kick. I don't want to say killing because I'm not trying to be dramatic, but it's slowly like kicking your ass behind the scenes. And it's just playing out right now as kind of tired, but in the long run could be playing out as like mental, mental issues, like dementia and all that shit. Like sleep is like crazy. And
it's awful.
This goes for everybody. I'm not just saying it to you. Like we all like need more sleep. We all need like less bright lights in our eyes at night and more sleep.
I posted the walk I did the other day on the Doughboys Discord. It was like 7.1 miles. I like just took a screen grab of my health stats, and then someone was like, hey, you only got like 3.5 hours of sleep last night. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, I was thinking about it, and I was like, it also was the thing of like, I know that also isn't accurate, but I was like, yeah, I probably got like around like in the 4 to 5 hour range, and that is not good. And so that
no, that's bad.
And it's funny for me, like a big fat guy, to be like, I need to sleep better, but I just is more like a schedule thing. But I am like optimistic that by the time we do this next, and I know that we've been optimistic each time, but I am truly. Also, I've seen you.
Well,
I've seen results.
Better off.
Yeah,
we are better off on this record than we were on the last record.
Yeah.
We are objectively better off. We're on better paths. We are in better headspaces. I am taking blood pressure meds. I am like keeping track. You are doing your shit. We're doing it.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's important. That's enough. You know what I mean? Like, let's not start sucking each other's dicks yet, pal. But like,
good luck.
We should have a moment to pat ourselves on the back of like, we are better off than we were 1 year ago, the last time we talked.
Yeah.
Like a year and change. So like, if when we come back on September 11th to see if we've reached 911 pounds, when we come back on Labor Day, and we will do a follow up before the year is out this time.
Yeah.
And we'll come back and. And if we haven't reached 25 pounds, that's not what this is about. But if we're better off on September 5th than we are right now,
yeah,
that's the win. That's the victory.
If you and I sucked each other's dick, it would be like bobbing for a single apple, I feel like.
I mean, how do you even get to it? Like our bellies pushing us so far away and our little dicks, like we can't even reach down. We would both have like severe neck issues.
Are you putting on running shoes to go? Are you putting on stuff to work out right now?
I'm going to take the dog for a walk after this.
That's great.
And then we're walking to the Grove to go see the Channing Tatum, Sandra Bullock movie.
Oh, hell yeah. Rules.
And I got new runners, so I'm trying them out for walking first because I'm trying to inspire myself to start running again. And sometimes buying sneakers or downloading a new audiobook or podcast will do that for me. So I'm trying to kick off. I want to be able to, the week we're renting the house, I want to like jog around Hawaii.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm like trying to get myself in a headspace where I can run again.
I'm doing the opposite where I will drink a ton that weekend, but even drinking now for me, I'm like, I'll do it, but I like the idea of a vacation where you're not boozing because I just think it's like, oh, you're going to just enjoy yourself and have a blast.
Yeah, or at least when you come home, you don't need, like, you need to detox from, like, your week off.
Oh, that's exactly what's going to happen to me. Or and you'll be like, I don't even remember what this vacation that well.
Right.
Are you A-list, by the way?
Oh, I'm A-list, dog. Don't you worry. I already got mine. And Tiff's in my entourage. Add me to your entourage.
I'll add you to the entourage.
Yeah, hell yeah. You know, I'm down to clown. When I'm back in a couple of weeks, I'm down to fucking see movies.
Oh, yeah.
I have to. I'm seeing movies every weekend for the movie buff.
A-list entourage is a great way to see movies that you would never, ever see.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's how I saw fucking Macbeth in the Tragedy of Macbeth in the theater. It was on Apple TV, but I was like, oh, fuck it. I'll just go see it there. And it was awesome. It was so cool to see it that way.
I forgot the story of Macbeth, so I was like pausing it and reading, like being like, what the fuck was all this? Anyways, it's going to be a good year. I feel it. It's going to be good.
Oh, man. I hope so. And I think so, too. I'm very happy we got to catch up, Mitch. I miss you, bud.
I miss you too. I'll see you
looking
soon.
Looking forward to, like next month, you and I will be, or probably a few weeks after this episode drops, we'll be hitting the road. So come get tickets. Go listen to Doughboys. I'm assuming if you're listening to my podcast, you've heard of Doughboys. Check it out. They're pretty great over there. And I'm going to plug the Tomorrow War for you, even though it's well after the fact. I thought you were great in it, and I thought the movie overall was really fun. Like,
oh,
you know what I mean?
You.
Like, it's a big, dumb picture, and you're a big, dumb animal, but you're great in it. Pratt's good in it, and then Sam is a fucking standout, and then you and Mary Lynn are fucking great, too. Like, it's such a fun, it's a super fun, and it's on Amazon Prime. Like, everyone probably has that because they like their toilet paper delivered overnight, so... Just throw it on. You already
it's
have
crazy
it.
That it's,
you don't even have to
it's
rent
coming
it.
Up for on a year almost, which is insane. But hey, it's the summertime. Put it on again.
Do you have any other plugs that I may have forgotten?
Nope.
Nothing else. Okay. Cool.
That's it. Doughboys.
I got them all.
Yeah.
All right.
Sadly, that's it.
We'll talk again probably right after we get off this thing, but you and I will talk again by September 5th on this podcast too.
I love it.
We're coming back, baby.
I'm in.
All right.
See ya.
Thank you, Mitch. Bye, shitheads. Don't forget to check out Action Boys, actionboys.biz, and The Movie Buff every Monday night on Spotify Green Room at 11 Eastern, 8 Pacific. Bye, shitheads.
That was a HeadGum Podcast. in a part of the world where there are no rules.
Holy shit.
Holy shit, guys. Holy I'm so pumped.
I definitely have not watched this since I rented it on VHS in 92.
Strangers united by the threat of death.
We got all the fucking major players. Seagal.
Vladimir Putin is a good man.
Arnold.
Here, come. Give it to me.
I need you to cream pie me now.
Stallone.
People are loving this movie.
It's actually, it's got a lot of heart.
You're mentally irregular.
Now, somewhere, somehow, someone's gonna pay.
I would fucking love for my wife to, like, see me rip a guy's throat out.
But they didn't count on one thing.
This movie's fucking insane. It's how you know it's a good movie. You have to do almost all the work yourself to figure it out.
Well, there's a fantasy component. Yeah. There's some sword fighting.
There's some lightning.
Bam, 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 bam.
There's a new game in town.
You wake up after a few years, and then you don't even know who you are anymore.
We're going to be making Terminators.
We're going to make a really great deal with the Xenomorphs.
What? I don't hate them, but I've been in a room here.
Yes, I understand.
This is now the 20th ending of the movie.
I am Dar.
I'm your dad.
Action, boys. Boys will be boys.
Subscribe here for bonus content and more free stuff from behind the paywall. To get new episodes, become a patron at actionboys.biz.
Do it! Do it!
Come on! Do it now!